we can put out 20 more. So
just wanted to give you a little reminder in that. So today we have Pastor Demetrius Warren, and he's going to share for the next, today and the next two Wednesdays, a series, and we're very much looking forward to that. He's a pastor here in the community. His love for this community is unending, and his love for fellow man and God is very inspiring to us. And so we're looking forward to hearing from Demo. So let's just pray, quick prayer, and we'll let him get started. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to gather as men just to learn and to grow in your word, Father God. Thank you for the word that you've given Demetrius to share with us today. We pray in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, or no, now it's good afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am just elated to be before you on this afternoon, and I want to say this. I got to say thank you to my my job and my warden English and warden Ertle, because they gave me this opportunity to come to the community and be able to do this. And so I'm very grateful for that. If you didn't know, I'm a chaplain at Miami Correctional Facility, also a pastor in Anderson now. And so God has me kind of all over the place, and still he is faithful to who he is in my life. I want to share this with you because I'm sure if there's any area in any of our lives today that we would say there needs improvement would probably be faith. Because faith gets challenged when things go wrong in our lives. But I want to share with you probably the attitudes that we have that doesn't display much faith. And then I'm going to show you how you're going to get your faith increased. So I want to show you a little video before I do that.
I'll give you the good news first. It won't cost you anything to get this set to bear. And I love the bad news. It can't be repaired.
The man was nice enough to come in here and tell us the truth about our set. What you getting mad at him for?
I ain't mad, okay. Hey, wait a minute. You were nice enough to give me a tip about my TV. So I'm going to give you the tip. Hey, you got a lot of equipment on that truck, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's my tip. Get out of this neighborhood before it gets dark. I don't worry about that. I'm bonded. And that's where you'll find you. Bonded and gambled.
You say, why did I show you that video? For this reason, because the man pointed out your faith. Because when he told Fred he couldn't fix the TV, Fred said, I'm going to give you some advice. And he said, get out of this neighborhood before it gets dark. But the guy looked at him and with a straight face said, I ain't worried about that. I'm bonded. And he said, and that's how they'll find you. Bonded and gagged. You say, what does this mean to me? Because I think when we start talking about faith, no, you really not operating in faith. You expect your check to electronically go into your account. You expect your Social Security to electronically go into your account. You expect your pension electronically to go into your account. And you say, man, I believe the Lord is going to supply my needs. The truth is, there is a system that you're trusting that is greater than God sometimes. And I'm here to show you the system's going to fail you. And not only will the system fail you, you're going to fail yourself. In the scriptures, it talks about 10 lepers. And I know if you're familiar with scripture, you've read the story before. And it's basically a simple story where Jesus shows up, some lepers are there, and he tells them to go show themselves to the priest. As they go, they're cleansed. One comes back, begins to ask God, tell God, Jesus, thank you for everything that he's done. Jesus then looks and says, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one to return to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go, your faith has healed you. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's your word, it's already anointed. I just ask that you touch our hearts and minds to receive it today. I just ask, Father, that there's somebody in here that does want their faith increased. But Father, by the power of your word and your spirit, speak to our hearts and minds so that our faith could actually increase. It's not even going to be a difficult thing. Through your word that you're going to ask of us today, help us to be better, so that if we believe better, we'll be better. And so, Father, help each and every one of us attain that today. And if there be someone sitting here that doesn't know the power of your resurrection spirit, if they would identify themselves, we will appropriately guide them towards you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and with all the men say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to show you something in the scriptures, because I always say this. Anytime I minister to you for the next 3 weeks, will you please do me a huge favor and go and make sure I didn't lie to you? I know that was a strange request, right? Yeah, I have lied before in my life now. I mean, I have lied. I've had to tell people kids is cute. Well, that wasn't cute to me. I mean, I have lied. What I'm saying to you is, there's a lot of times we do church, you listen to the minister, and you don't go read it for yourself. One scripture from the Daily Bread ain't going to get it. You're going to have to read a little bit more than that. And one of the reasons why I want you to read more than that is because this is a perfect example. Because before that story happens, this happens. And it says, one day Jesus said to the disciples, there will always be temptations to sin. But what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? It would be better to be thrown into a sea with a millstone hung around your neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourselves. If another sin believer sins, rebuke them. And if there is repentance, forgive them. Even if that person wrongs you again, 7 times after you just forgave him, when he turns, you must forgive. But the apostles say something to him. They say, show us how to increase our faith. He starts talking about sin. But they say, show us how to increase our faith. Well, now we're talking about relationship. What does your relationship look like in comparison to your faith? And you have a battle that is going on in your life right now. Every man got the same problem in this room. You know what your problem is? Everybody got this problem. And I know some of y'all look at me like, I ain't got this problem. I don't go to the club no more. I don't drink no more. I don't cuss no more. No, you still got this problem.
Amen.
Because this problem is a problem everybody in this room got. Some of y'all can say y'all got a big sin problem. Some of y'all gonna say it's a little sin problem. But you got a sin problem. And that sin problem is always going to mess with your faith and your relationship. Because Jesus told you, sin, temptation, causing others to fall. And they said, well, then show us how to increase our faith. Because what Jesus was going to have to show you was, because if Jesus really tries to show you how to increase your faith, you would say, well, it's easy for him. He ain't got no sin. But I'm going to show you, as soon as they ask the question, Jesus showed. So for those of you who think that we think that you're really perfect, like you ain't mean sometimes, like you don't say nothing wrong, something, I want you to know, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself. And the truth is not in you. So that means we don't need to listen to you no more. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful, just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. So, gentlemen, we got a sin problem. So since we have a sin problem, to increase our faith, we must stay repentant every day. And here's the hard part for the guys in this room. Staying humble. You say, well, why would you say that's a problem in this room? Because I look on Facebook sometimes. I look on there sometimes and see what you got to say. And some of y'all don't know how to keep your little opinion to yourself. You got a sin problem. There's an issue, and I promise you guys, I only tell, like, I try to be so honest and open with you about stuff, but I don't want to hurt your feelings, so just stay with me. There was this guy named Reverend Charlie Kirk, and he was assassinated. Oh, I know y'all scared about what I'm saying now. And I will say to you, the reason why I don't have a strong opinion about Charlie Kirk, y'all want to tell you why? Because I didn't know who the heck Charlie Kirk was till this happened. I never heard him speak. I never heard nothing about him. Ever in my life. Nobody. The closest Charlie Kirk I know is Charlie Riley, the pastor of Abundant Life. So, but I saw that everybody was in an uproar. So I went to go look see what Charlie Kirk said. Some stuff he said, I was like, okay, I get with that. Some stuff he said, I said, ooh, I don't know about that one. That one didn't feel too good. You say, why does that matter? Because I can be honest with you and tell you I like a dude named Malcolm X. And Malcolm X was a Muslim. Malcolm X said a whole bunch of stuff. And I know some people in this room wouldn't like what he said. And I love Malcolm X. So in other words, I chose to give Malcolm X a pass. In other words, this is what we do with sin. Whoever it is you like, you'll give them a pass. Your grandma. I know she's the sweet old lady that show up for church and you love her because she put you on your knee and read a story to you one day. But there are some people say your grandma mean. But guess what? She gets a pass. Because it affects you, she gets the pass. And this is what we do with sin. We give people the passes we want to give them to, and then other people we say, let's throw the book at them. You've done it before, because your kids have done some stuff, and what did you do? Gave them a pass. Yes, you did. Remember, Jesus said you got to do it 7 times 70, right? That's what he told you. So I'm just telling you, you do it a few times for the people you love. And then after that, now your sin's starting to show up. Because everybody don't get the same pass. And I agree with y'all. I got a son. He borrows money from me all the time. And every time he borrows, I'm supposed to get paid back on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. But when Tuesday, Wednesday come, I don't see him. And he'll come to me again. This is what happened. This is what happened. Well, everybody can't do that with me. So what am I doing? Give him a pass. And I need you to understand something about sin, guys. This is why our opinions about people need to only go so far. You'll give a pass whatever makes you feel comfortable if that's the sin you like. It's just the way it is. You got to understand it. It's just part of our sinful nature. But we got to start saying, what do we do if we got a sin problem? We really don't know how to judge sin correctly because we only judge it based on our eyesight. This is why, let me tell you, I'm going to give you one more sin thing of these politics on Facebook. We barely made it in here to Jesus. Some of y'all came through drugs, divorce, bad things happened to you when you was a kid. You barely make it to Jesus, but you know what a woman in Iowa with no job needs. You know what somebody in Texas, what they gotta have. Do you not understand your opinion ain't that great? You don't know what they need. You only are voting or getting what you want. And you need to be humble to that. It's only what you want. I'm not telling you you're wrong from what you want. I'm telling you that the opinion that everybody should believe some ideology other than Jesus Christ saves is some true ideology. Everything else will fail us, gentlemen. You can keep looking at me crazy if you want to, but everything else around us is failing because we're not putting Jesus on the mantle. Where's Jesus in this? Where's Jesus in all these arguments? Where's Jesus in all this discussion? Where's Jesus? Nobody's getting saved with this stuff. Everybody just getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And we in the middle of it. Like Don King pumping it up. We got to stop, guys. I'm getting ready to show you how to increase your faith. The number one, everybody say, stay humble. It's the hardest thing to do when you ain't out there acting a fool. It's being humble to understand that God is still keeping you together and it ain't on you. You're not holding your righteousness together. He's holding your righteousness together.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go on. I don't even want to talk about Romans. I want to go to Leviticus. Says, now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn, his head bare, he shall cover his mustache, cry unclean, unclean, he shall be unclean, all the days he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean, he shall dwell alone, his dwelling will be outside the camp. Remember we read Luke 17, 1 through 5? Didn't you hear what they asked him about sin? Well, now he takes them right into the pit of where in Leviticus told you the reason why they're in the condition that they're in is because of what?
Sin.
Thank you, thank you. So leprosy symbolizes the defilement of sin. And the truth is, guys, if you just sit here and be honest with yourself, it's what you look like. It's what you look like not 20 years ago before you found Jesus. You look like that right now. And the only thing that keeps you cleansed is the mere fact that you have Jesus Christ who washes and cleanses that from you every day.
Hallelujah.
It is not you. You can't fix that. And I'm going to show you what sin will do. You'll get so used to what you do, you can no longer see yourself no more. Only thing you can see is what you see. You can't see the way God wants you to see. You can only see it the way you see it. The other thing that happens, and here's the hard part about seeing. It messes with your extremities. When you no longer can feel. You can say what you want to say to people, and you don't care what it sounds like. Because you don't feel. You don't feel. It don't matter what I say, as long as I told them the truth. Really. Can't see. Can't see. It's sinful. Just being mean to be mean. I'm talking about some simple stuff of us following Jesus. I ain't talking about you got to go read your Bible all the time. I'm talking about just being nice and kind. A smile, a good morning. And you think if you don't do that, you're not in sin. But you're representing Jesus. But that's the way my daddy was. That's the way my mama was. That's the way my uncle was. I can't change. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something about I can't change. Jesus said he never came into anybody's life and they didn't have to change. Did y'all hear what I said? Jesus has never come into anybody's life that they didn't have to change. I'm getting ready to show, I'm getting ready to prove it to you by the scripture. Jesus comes down the road, he reaches the border, there's 10 lepers that stood at a distance. There's two things that I need you to know. Jesus had went to Jerusalem four times. He went for the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Feast of the Dedication. He went to Bethany to raise Lazarus from the dead. And this is the last and final time that he goes into Jerusalem before crucifixion. You say, why is this so important? Because it's important to you. Because even though I got on y'all a little bit about your sins, the truth is Jesus keeps showing up. It doesn't matter how sinful you've been. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. It doesn't matter if you've made some wrong decisions. The truth is, he keeps showing up. He keeps trying to woo you. He keeps trying to speak to your heart. He keeps trying to tell you, now we need to go a different direction. The second thing that he says, if you look in the scripture, it says that the lepers were at a distance from him. I'm here to tell you, do y'all remember when COVID happened? The first thing that they told you if you didn't want to get infected is we had to be socially what?
Yes,
now, during that time period, there were some people walking around here coughing on everybody, talking about, I ain't doing that for nobody. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And then there was other people who said, I'm going to kill you if you come near me. And we went through that. The only thing that I can say about that is everybody was scared. Wasn't nobody really sure. The people who was mad about the people doing it didn't know what was going on. The people who was trying to do it right didn't know what was going on. Is that not true? Because none of us are doctors. None of us know anything about viruses. But yet and still, we did find out something during that period. Being distant from each other made us not like each other more. We found out that our tolerance of one another is way less than what it was before. We also found out we could hide behind masks and quit smiling at people and tell them one another. Now you can just walk past them and it don't mean nothing. But do y'all know this is not how we're supposed to be as the light of the world? I didn't say you got to be in everybody's face. I'm saying there should be something different about us. There should be a kindness in your eyes that if I'm hurting, that I would see it. And you know what? We got to get out of our busyness of our lives and start opening our eyes to other people. Because God is placing them around you all the time. And we're just walking through life trying to get our bills paid. And I'm here to tell you, as I'm getting a little older and this gray is coming, I can't cover it up with just for men no more. I'm really starting to learn that the only thing that I have of value is giving love to others.
Amen.
It's the only thing I got that's valuable. Everything else, all y'all got had a car before. So I'm leaving you a car, ain't gonna do nothing. Okay, houses don't mean nothing. Money don't mean nothing. You can be miserable with money. You got to start understanding what Jesus is trying to get us to be is so that he can really be a blessing, not only to you mentally and emotionally and spiritually, but let's get through this. The humility. They were far from him, and they needed him. But the only thing they asked for was his mercy. I'm sure there are many in here that need him. But how many of you are willing to just humble yourself and say, I need to quit asking him for things and just ask him for his mercy. Just to touch me. Touch my mind. Speak to me. I'll take anything from him at this point in time. When will you get to that point? There was a time that every man in this room that didn't know Christ was like that. It happened when you came to Christ. He didn't have to change one thing, and you trusted him. All you said was, come take me. I don't care what you do, just come get me. And he did that. I want to show you something. He looks at him and he says, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, this is the hardest part, guys, because God is asking all of us to get up without a negotiation period. Remember when I said nobody can come to Christ and stay the same? Everybody got to change. Remember when I said that? Here's an example. You got 10 guys out here who are hurting. They have not been able to be with their families. They have not been able to go into the city. They have been labeled. And I am sure they wanted to say, heal my body, fix my money, fix my marriage, fix my porn addiction, fix me. And he don't say none of that. He just says, get up and go show yourselves to the priest. Many of us want God to promise you something before you just get up. And it's time now to just get up. It's non-negotiable. You just got to get up. You say, but I'm too weak. Get up. But you don't know what I've been through. Get up. I'm going to show y'all. I got to show you. It says as they walk. What happened to them? As they started walking, what happened to them? They're getting cleansed as they're what? Walking. Now look at this. I want to show you. Now.
It only takes seconds. Some calves are on their feet in just 2 minutes.
You say, why am I showing you this? First of all, y'all have to pray for me. I'm not an animal lover. I hate all animals. And so I watch Discovery Channel just to watch them get killed. So this is from, pray for me. I said, pray for me. It's sin. I don't justify it. It's sin. But listen, this calf got to get up off his tail. You know why? Because if he don't get up and start walking, the enemy is coming. And this is what you need to understand about your life. You can keep laying down if you want to, but the enemy is coming. And guess what? He's coming with big problems and little problems. And so getting up is part of the process. When you recognize that God wants something different from you, it's time to get up. And you might say, you don't know what I'm going through, Demetrius. It don't matter. If that little wilder beast can get up in 2 minutes, you can get up. The instinct to say it had to get up. It couldn't just lay there. There's so many excuses. The mother said, I just went through labor. My placenta is still stinking out here. But if that animal can get up, he's equipped you. Get up. You can get up. We look at another man and say, you can get up. Look at another man. Tell him, you can get up. No, you can. Yes, you can. You can get up. And I know some of you just don't think it can happen. You can get up. You'll be just like that baby. Wobbly legs, and you might stumble. But you gotta get up. Stop making excuses. Get up. Stop trying to quit making excuses for bad attitudes. Get up. Stop making excuses. You gotta answer everybody that say something bad on Facebook. You gotta get up. You got to respond to that stuff. I'm so glad I'm older now. I'm so glad. Because y'all mad at people you don't even know. Don't you got enough people that you don't like that you do know? I mean, it doesn't make... I'm just old. That's all it is. I'm old now. I see stuff different. I'm like, I got enough people I don't, I'm trying to love. And I know them. Guys, we got to get up. We got to do better. Stop making excuses for behavior that we know is not Christ-like. All this arguing and fussing and bickering that we do on any level is not getting anybody saved, and it's not even getting you saved. Just causing you more issues to be mad at. Stop watching. Listen, I'm going to help somebody else. Stop watching the news. Because all you're doing is getting mad. Why are you watching it to be mad? And then, you know, you got your favorite one that you like, and then you'll turn to the other one just to see, and then they make you so mad. You got to turn. That's a lot of emotions for some people who don't give a hoot who you are. Life is really simple. We've complicated it. We really have. Stop allowing people to have the emotion over you when we're supposed to be following Christ. We don't believe in this system anyway. I love America. I served this country for 9.5 years in the U.S. Air Force. Can't nobody say America ain't the best place to live in the world. But goodness, the system is broke and it's jacked up and it ain't gonna work because it's a man's system. The only system that works is God's. The only one that works. This one is doomed to fail. Why? Because God don't want you to rely in it. When you start relying in it, now I'm scared for us. We were supposed to be relying on God. Let's continue to rely on God. Vote your conscience, do what you do, but let's rely on God. As I close, one of them comes back, comes to him, says, praise God, he falls down on the ground. Jesus is speaking, thanked him for what he had done. And the man was a Samaritan. I could use the Samaritan issue, but I don't even want to talk about the Samaritan issue of being the outsider. But I will show you this. It's a perfect combination when you start understanding that you got to learn how to be grateful and humble every day. Start being grateful and humble every day. But then, as I close, Jesus asked, where's the other 10? Where's the other 9? No one came back to me except to give glory to God, except the foreigner. And this is where I really want to close. A lot of this is, guys, we've allowed our hearts to get hardened. We allow our hearts to get hardened based on circumstances. And a lot of times, those 9, they did what Jesus said. They went to go show themselves to the priest. It's not like they did wrong to go do show themselves to the priest. But it's amazing. You got some dudes with no leprosy on the outside, but something was still missing on the inside. And you say, how do you know that? Because Jesus says to him, stand up and go, what?
Your faith has healed you.
Remember when they said, show us how to increase our faith? Well, he just did. If you've been asking God to help you, and he's telling you to get up. And you get up, and as you're walking, he's working with you and talking with you and speaking with you. You don't just run away from his feet. You run to his feet.
That's my God.
And when you stay at his feet, that's where real healing and faith begins. It begins in a place of humility. If you want your faith increased, get at his feet. That means you're going to have to pray when it's uncomfortable. Even if it feels like you're praying and the words is hitting the ceiling and slapping you back in the face. Get on your knees. Somebody asked me about, I got on the wrong thing today. No, I don't, because I'm not going to sit for 3 hours and watch the Colts. You might want to pray during that time. I don't watch none of it. I've watched maybe one game all year, and I wear all the sports gear. Because the truth is, you make time for what you really love and enjoy. So if you're sitting in front of the TV with your Coca-Cola and your popcorn for 3 hours screaming for Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor, why don't you get on your knees and ask God to help you to be a better father, be a better husband, be a better human being, be a better person. Get all this anger out of your heart and all this discord among believers. And let's love on each other. Be with each other and make a difference for one another. Feet, I wanted to tell you, I'm not a foot guy. I'm sure there's a man in here got a foot fetish. I don't have no feet fetishes. I'm here to let you know, though, regardless of how you feel about feet, this is where we got to go. This is where your opinion doesn't matter. You humble yourself. This is how deep your pockets are right now. It doesn't matter because humility says, I need change and I need you. Want your faith? Get at his feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these men of God that just allowed me to minister to their hearts for these last 30 minutes. Lord, we're all in here with a sin problem, and we're struggling. Struggling in our hearts and our minds to be everything that you want us to be. Now help us, Father, to be better men of God, to really trust you, to get up from laying down in some of the areas of our lives that, Father, you've been telling us to get up for a long time. Father, there's some men in here got to get up on shaky legs. Father, I ask that you give them strength. Every time they get up, give them more strength each and every day so that they can be the men of God you have designed them to be. And we just thank you for what you've done in your word, and we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Demetrius. Appreciate it. You stepped on some